FM listeners, I'm DJ Glacey. I'm back with another episode of Kaleidoscope. You're currently hearing a track called Black Star by Kitten and Mark Howell off of their collaborative album Where Is Kitten from 2019. And the reason you're hearing the song is because today I'd like to tell you a story about who you might know as Miss Kitten, but she actually is currently in the process of, or kind of constantly in the process of, trying to be known but as just Kitten. Who I'm speaking of is Caroline Irve of the French Alpine city Grenoble. She was born in 1973 and she's still incredibly active to this day in the electronic music scene and the club scene in Europe. And she's a pioneering artist of the genre electroclash. Electroclash is a genre that emerged in the late 1990s and is really well known for its ability to meld new wave, techno, and synth pop. It's a genre that's heavy on the performance art. It's typically vocal heavy, so there's space for artists to be on stage really performing in a physical form as well. It's a genre with a real sense of irreverence. It was pioneered basically purely to just push back against the existing way of things that were kind of floating around the electronic scene in terms of the genres that I mentioned, like new wave, techno. And it has a lack of kind of self-seriousness for this reason. Basically, electroclash artists in the late 90s were like, whoa, like, techno people are taking all this shit way too seriously, like, new wave, like, you guys gotta chill. So there's a contrast there. The idea is that you just make what you make, and it doesn't have to be too serious, and that's that. And so Miss Kitten was kind of part of this, or sorry, Kitten, it's an adjustment for me too, was part of this first wave of electro clash. The genre is widely accredited to German DJ who started DJing in the 70s, DJ Hell, and his label International DJ Gigolo. And Kitten's story actually starts a bit with his label, but first I'll just let the rest of this song play out and we'll go over a little more backstory of her before we get to DJ Hell. My main source of information for today's episode was this super sick resident advisor interview that I watched with Kitten. And one of the standout points for me was she talked about her first rave experience as a teenager and how she literally left to leave home and to move out of her parents' house and out of her hometown the exact next day after she spent like a full 24 hours raving. She said it was like a pretty typical kind of rave, like go through a weird, or for that era at least, early 90s, go through a weird dark tunnel into like a pretty small room with repetitive music. But she just never experienced anything like that before. And she said she carries the feeling of that rave with her as what made her understand that she could have freedom and like choose to write her own life. Like she was so inspired by raving and by particularly that original experience that she got her ass out of her hometown and went to art school, where she actually got kicked out of art school and then was sent to school for graphic design instead because they thought that would be a better fit. But she also didn't feel like she fit in there very much. And so she kind of started channeling that rageful energy that she felt, that she just couldn't find the space that she wanted to be a part of, into her music. And she told the resident advisor interviewer that she was, quote, addicted to raving and was going to shows constantly, especially to see Chicago and Detroit DJs. But first, let's hear, before I continue, a song by DJ Hell, who I was referencing before. This is a track called Suicide Commando off of his 1998 album Munich Machine. So you can kind of think of this happening at the same time as Kitten getting her start in music. Time. So imagine this guy, DJ Hell, who made this song you're hearing. He's like out there sort of starting to make a splash in this weird electro-clashy way. There's no name for this sound yet, but it's like a... obviously draws inspiration from techno with a particularly interesting layering of vocals. These are like Vocaloid type vocals, super odd, super like craftworky, but like in a new different way. And simultaneously, Miss Kitten is driving hours every weekend with her friends to be part of the rave scene. Particularly, she mentions Chicago and Detroit DJs being kind of the most influential for her. And in this interview, she talks about IF, the Detroit DJ, like, and producer, like, multiple times. So I wanted to make sure that I included an IF track. So what you're about to hear is called Space Invaders Are Smoking Grass off of IF's album from 1998. The project is called Fucking Consumer. So yeah, just to give you an idea of what's kind of floating around Kitten's head in this time.
I'm gonna go play.
So Kitten starts DJing herself. She's encouraged to pick it up by her friends, and the first gig she gets is opening for like a popular French house artist, and she didn't have any turntables at home, and so she just practiced on a friend's turntables and then had to quickly adjust to a big sound system, and apparently did pretty well and felt like she picked it up pretty quickly. So anyway, she meets this DJ Hell guy, and he's into her vibe, and he wants her to record for his record label, International DJ Gigolo. And in 1998, she presents him with a collaborative album with a co-artist called The Hacker. The EP that they present him with is called Champagne, and it features some of their most iconic early tracks, like the one we'll hear next called Frank Sinatra. The Hacker and Kitten have been friends since high school, and he is by far the most well-known collaborator of Kitten's. In fact, many people think of them as inseparable as artists, like Miss Kitten and The Hacker. It just goes together. And frankly, I did too until I put my mind to researching and wanted to find out a little more. But in the art interview that I watched, Kitten actually talks about the difference between them as artists and how they just kind of happened to function well together for certain periods of their artistic histories. But really, The Hacker is, in her words, someone who is curating and mastering a specific style and a specific sound. And compared to Kitten, and who is always kind of exploring new angles, trying to make each project unique, and unique from the last, and wanting to disturb what's already established. So they worked super well off the bat, and you'll see as I keep talking about their history together, they keep coming back together as artists. But according to Kitten, they really are two separate entities that just happened to put out this fire first album in 2001. This is Frank Sinatra by Miss Kitten and The Hacker. RA interview, she's talking about the lyrics for that song that you just heard, and somebody asks her, why is the song about Frank Sinatra? And she goes, I didn't even know he was dead at the time. It's just his name rhymes with area, and I wanted to use the line VIP area, which is so funny, and I think just like really touches on the like unseriousness of the genre and the French kind of musical irony of it all. Like, nothing's too serious. She's just like writing whatever lyrics and putting them over the sick beat that the Hacker made. Anyway, she and the Hacker went on tour in the US and I think around Europe too in 2002. And then they went their own separate ways for a while, in which time she makes this song, which is another one of her kind of breakout songs. This track is called Silver Screen Shower Scene, and she just does the vocals on this track. It's actually a song by Felix the House Cat off of his 2001 album Kittens and the Glitz. Speed seduction in a magazine, endless pleasure in limousine, in the back chicks tambourine, nicotine from silver screen. Speed seduction in a magazine, endless pleasure in limousine, in the back shakes a tambourine, nicotine from silver screen. We'll be right back.
endless pleasure in limousine. In the back shakes a tambourine. Nicotine from a silver screen. Speed seduction in a magazine. Endless pleasure in limousine. In the back shakes a tambourine. Nicotine from a silver screen. Seduction in the magazine, endless pleasure in limousine. In the back shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen. Speed seduction in the magazine, endless pleasure in limousine. In the back shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen.
The producer of this track, Felix the House Cat, is like known as kind of like a second wave Chicago house DJ. So she's finally kind of in with the scene that first was her raving passion, like the types of DJs that she was making sure she would go see as like a late teenager. Also around this time, she starts establishing herself as a DJ and not just a recording artist. She releases two compilation albums, kind of like DJ Kick style. One is called On the Road, and one is called Radio Caroline, Volume 1. And frankly, these are like, they're like, the vibe of them is super, not musically different, but like, for example, the cover art is super like, I don't know, early 2000s twee, kind of like pastel core, compared to the much darker, kind of more gothic vibe that she really is known for. Anyways, these compilation albums feature artists like Vitalik, Laurent Garnier, Plastic Man, Plaid, Autiker, and Blaze, just to name some. And she's really like establishing herself as a curator, someone that's tapped into the scene, and also a technically talented DJ and a performer in a different sense. In the RA interview, she talks extensively about how she prefers DJing to live performance. She thinks it's much more exciting. Live performance is too repetitive for her, and in DJing, she really gets to kind of hone a craft. And then she comes out with her first solo album. The project is called ICOM. I'm going to play a track called Professional Distortion off of this 2004 album after this ends.
Back shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen.
I'm undercover and my name won't appear anywhere, okay? It's between you and me, and this proves
I have to smile, I have to show, I have to be nice all the time. I have to say hello, baby, I have to wake up every day. I have to write, I have to shout, I have to play records all night. I'm in a loop, I am the loop, I have to make up, dress up, show up. Yeah. chicks, I got the flavor, I got the tricks, I have to put guests on the list. I have no right to complain, I have to pretend to pretend, I have to shine, I have to sign, I have to never trust you blind.
This first album, solo album that she puts out is super experimental and has like a real departure from the stuff that she was making with The Hacker, kind of as expected, as she's like sees herself as a genre bending artist that's really pushing the boundaries and not just subscribing to a singular sound. Something else I wanted to touch on while we listen to her music is her openness to talking about her experience as a woman in the electronic music scene. The whole point for her kind of dropping the Miss in her name, Miss Kitten, was because she never really wanted it in the first place. She said that promoters at the time that she was coming up would just add the word Miss in front of like female DJs' names, like just for shits and giggles basically, and like because they thought it like had some sort of like woman power vibe to it. But she never wanted that. She always just wanted to be Kitten. She also said that coming up as a DJ, she felt like male DJs were always watching her and waiting for her to mess up. It was super high pressure and she felt like she had higher stakes than her male counterparts. She DJs because, and this is a quote straight from the interview, because of a universal force inside of herself that makes her want to express something to connect with other people. Rather than DJing to kind of be an object on stage and be something that like is seen as her physical form, it's really more of a sonic experience and an artistic creative experience. This is a track called Kitten Is High off of her second solo album, Bat Box, that came out 4 years later in 2008. You're hearing A Thousand Dreams off of Miss Kitten and the Hackers' second album, Two. Kitten talks about how Electroclash kind of rose and fell in a really quick 5-year period. As soon as it was named, labeled, identified, it was dead, it died. And it was a quick scene fueled by what she says was an exhausting time of hard work, constant studio time, touring, and kind of a tight-knit, community of artists that were really working together. A quote that I love from the RA article is that to them, Electroclash had no kind of clear description. To them, what Electroclash was at the time was reconciling the music taste that they had from when they were teenagers with the music of today, and feeling like they could combine those two and make things that they were excited about and that felt new and inventive and exciting to the scene. So I kind of think that it's cool that she and the Hacker came back around to each other in 2009 and made the second album, but already by that time, kind of the big push of the scene had faltered out, and they were really just kind of returning to the history that they had. You'll hear a song at the end from their most recent album that came out in 2022. And it really speaks to this idea that the Hacker has this value of consistency comparatively to the different projects that we hear from Kitten on her kind of solo wave. She's moving fluidly through different genres, moving fluidly through things that align with who she feels like she is as an artist in that time and through her experiences. And so every time they get back together, it's this really familiar idea. But I'm going to play a track right now called Cosmic Address off of her 2018 solo album Cosmos, that kind of shows us the variety of music that she has the ability to create. This album is a much more ambient and spiritual and minimalistic project. And there's a little bit of a story with that to come after. She made this album, Cosmos, right when she moved an hour and a half out of Paris to the countryside. And this is kind of a main theme in her RA interview, where she addresses learning what it's like to live with nature and to kind of coexist with nature, even if it's just like in the Parisian countryside or whatever. She calls herself full of green energy and says that once she moved, this kind of green energy and this clean energy started translating into a better performance style when she was behind the decks and active performing. Cosmos is her most spiritual album. It's a return to her ambient roots. She listened to mostly ambient her whole life in terms of her kind of relationship with electronica. Some of her favorite artists in the genre that she mentioned are Aphex Twin, Boards of Canada, and John Beltran. And she sees ambient music as the classical music of electronica. So it makes sense that as she kind of aged out of the booming electroclash scene, it was time for her to have this return to what she considers to be the classical music of her life passion. This album kind of brought her to a stage of life now that she's in where she is enjoying life and performing less. And she looks at her music career as a passport to freedom, not as something that she has a codependent relationship with. She's coming up on, I guess, like 32 years since her first DJ set. And so that's 32 years of being so deeply involved with club culture. And I just think that we should all look up to her so heavily for kind of her clarity about her experience and her relationship to her experience with music and to club culture specifically. Here's a track off of her most recent album, which is another collaborative album with The Hacker. The album's called Third Album, and it's from 2022. In the RA interview, she talks about how this song really harkens back to her history, especially in the lyrical content. It's literally about the feeling of going to Berghain over and over again.
Destination host by the
To finish up, here's a track called Dub About Me off of her first solo album. That really sums up why I love Miss Kitten. She can really do anything. A quote from the RA interview that I felt like sums her up so well. She says, and I quote word for word, "Life was a succession of intuitions that later I realized were visionary." I'm like, okay, girl, like, don't get a big head, but, like, also, you're so right. Not only is Kitten incredibly sonically influential, but to me, she's super influential as a woman in a male-dominated scene. She is a role model for, honestly, any girl or woman interested in electronic music, because she was focused on honing her craft and respecting herself as an artist and doing what she wanted as an artist more than people-pleasing and letting herself be objectified as a female performer. Most memorably, her style is sarcastic, simultaneously gritty and glamorous, especially when you think about the projects that she's most well-known for with The Hacker. But importantly, her mature and thoughtful attitude towards her experience as a woman and her relationship with her music career is a huge influence to me. She's so well-spoken and really has had the time to step back and understand what it is that she wants to get out of her career and why she makes music the way that she does. And I think that is what makes such a good quality product in the end. And that has been my lecture on one of my favorite artists of all time. She did play in San Francisco, like, maybe this time last year, 2 years ago, and I missed her, and that was one of my biggest heartbreaks. So you best believe if she's ever back, or if I ever have a chance to see her, I will be doing so. But she doesn't really play, she doesn't really DJ as much anymore, you know, she's out living in the countryside. But yeah, I'll see you next month. Enjoy the rest of this track by the one and only Kitten. Bye.